Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the day that your life will change. Actually, I could have said that about yesterday, and I probably could say it about tomorrow. Your life changes every day. Do you know how many cells in your body are different today than they were yesterday? If you can count into the millions, and that's a reality for you to come to grips with on this Tuesday. It's the 23rd of November. I'm Doug Steffen. Here joining me for conversation with you is Victoria Keelan, who is an excellent conversationalist, as is Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off doing Christmas things, I think. They've got big-time things going on in Los Angeles. So here we are to handle the events of the day, the news of the day, the people that people are talking about. Daryl Brooks is the name of the driver, the crasher, if you will, that plowed into that crowd yesterday morning. At this time, his name didn't come to the surface. The Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, victims, what, 5 people dead, 48 people hurt. So what should become of this fellow, Mr. Brooks, when you get right down to brass tacks?
He's a domestic terrorist, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Should be treated as such.
Well, he had been involved in a domestic disturbance involving a knife fight before he got angry. See, people get angry, but what else do we, this guy?
He was on bail. This happened on Sunday. On Friday, mm-hmm. he was released on $1,000 bail, which a lot of people had said was way too low because he just had another prior from July.
That's three.
This guy's got a rap sheet, and as the cops, he was in a knife fight. And so as he's fleeing from that scene before the cops arrive, he probably doesn't realize that the parade has rerouted all of the roads in this town. And so he runs into the barricade. The cops try to tell him he can't go through, and he just plows through anyway and starts hitting people.
But didn't witnesses say he, never even stopped or slowed down or anything?
No, didn't care. Just trying to get away from the cops.
So how do we breed people like this? Where do people like this come from? Family? Or what does he do for work? How do people get to be this way? Have we all known somebody like this at one point in time in our lives or another? Just so selfish, so self-focused. I guess we've all known people who are narcissists, but that's all this is. This is about somebody who cares about nothing or anybody but himself. And there are a lot of people like that around, unfortunately, not a majority of people. But many times when we're talking about things like this, we are talking about somebody who's disturbed beyond limits, and they are either so angry or so upset or so disturbed or distracted or whatever it is, and now the excuses will begin from some lawyer. I don't know if there have been any. I haven't seen any excuses yet, but there are bound to be. Some lawyer will get a hold of this guy, and they'll come up with the excuses. Oh, well, he had this, or oh, well, he had that.
Resisting and obstructing an officer. He's got a long list of stuff that they're going to bring in, and then 5 homicide charges today. Mm-hmm. So he's due in court.
What's going to happen when somebody gets to him now? We can argue. I don't want to get back into much of the debate about our young 17-year-old friend who got acquitted on Friday. But that, under the circumstances, many people think that it's because he had a good lawyer, smart, whatever it is. The lawyers come into these scenes and they come up with ways of adjusting, shall we say, what the penalty ought to be, or perhaps getting away with this. So has he come up with some mental defense? I plead not guilty by reason of insanity. So the guy probably can prove that he was temporarily insane when he ran away from whatever it was that he was involved in.
Don't you have to be? And this is the second time. Yeah,
by definition, you got to be insane.
Yeah. Right. And then there was another instance, one of the other domestic disturbance charges he has against him. He ran a woman over at a gas station. And luckily she was okay, but she had literal tire prints on her pants. I mean, apparently this is his thing. So.
This guy's an angry, 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 angry guy.
Well, I don't think mentally he's... I think he's obviously got some mental health issues.
So then what do we do with people like this? What does society do with someone? If he's mentally imbalanced, is he really, or is he just someone that ought to be locked away, put away in an institution someplace? There are people like that that we end up having to take care of one way or another. So we can be angry at this guy, as we ought to be, under the circumstances. So then what happens? You know, we're going to be involved in talking about this guy for months and months, and months.
That's the thing. He'll just sit in prison where so many people with mental health issues are sitting there instead of in a place where they can actually get help. So
but are
that's
going
to be what will happen.
Are we being too squishy with this guy? Or is it too early to tell? We make the news media presents a story and like, okay, right away people want to hang him high. And that's the conclusion I came to after I heard the first, and I don't have anything in my mind yet, and maybe I won't, that tells me this guy deserves anything except to be completely expunged from society in one way or another. No more. You put him in jail and throw away the key. You put him in an institution and lock him down. Or you take him out back and shoot him. One of those three things. And so, but you're not going to bring Virginia Sorensen back. You're not going to bring Leanne Owen back. You're not going to bring Tamara Duran back. You're not going to bring Jane Kulik back. You're not going to bring Wilhelm Hospital back. They're all gone. So what do the families of these people get in turn for having these people killed for no reason at all? None. They didn't do anything wrong. The only guilty thing is that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's it. So they're dead. And this guy is responsible for them being dead. And so, back to what should these people... I'm guessing this guy didn't have any money. So even... if they were to in civil court, which is what's going to happen to this kid, why don't you put his name? He annoys me so much. You put his name,
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Another clever lawyer is going to get a hold of some asset someplace. Somehow or other, this guy is going to have the OJ thing. He's going to be, they're going to be able to somehow, even though he was found not guilty, there's going to be some way that they can hang an albatross around his head. Something he's going to have to pay for. But in that case, you're going to argue about whether he was being abused. Whatever the circumstance, you cannot argue about these five people being dead and how they died. And so what's the situation for their families other than sadness, regret, anger? I mean, I don't want to overcook this, but I will tell you something. If it were me, I'd want blood from this guy. Not that that's going to fix anything, but I want to be sure that he doesn't get whitewashed by the system.
Okay. Well, there's a big difference between mental illness and temporary insanity and just panic and reacting.
What is the difference between mental illness and temporary insanity? Well, how do you, if this guy was insane, doing something, anybody, I've said this how many times on the air, you've heard me, Victoria, say this, Jay, you probably have too. Anybody who kills another person is insane. By its very nature, the act of taking another life is pure insanity. And so, no matter what the circumstances are here, you can say, but we don't put it in those terms because there are a lot of other circumstances. But one of the circumstances is that you have to have lost your mind to want to take somebody else's life. Or not, and this guy, he didn't want to, he just did. Because he didn't care about anything but himself. So, anyway, this is a messy situation. Messy. Messy. So what was the knife fight about? Anybody know? I haven't heard.
Just that they just called it another domestic disturbance involving a knife.
At his home?
I don't know. That's the only thing that they've said.
Domestic disturbance would be at home.
I don't think he... Right? Well, it could also just involve someone he's involved with. So you could have a domestic disturbance in your car. So I don't know. They were. He was somewhere else and then trying to flee.
Very disturbing. It is. It's really...
Of course.
It's just... It's exhausting, frankly. All right, I want to get to Thanksgiving. Thinking about Thanksgiving, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Jay, you all set for Thanksgiving?
We are. We just have a couple more things we have to get. We are going to see if our farmer's market has it today or tomorrow. If not, we'll just go to the grocery store.
So yesterday, when I was talking to your dad, I was looking at Mac. He was running around in the
living room. Yeah, he was playing peekaboo while he was
yes,
Papa was
he
trying
was
to work.
Playing peekaboo. Yes, he was. So are you home back now in Nashville? Or are you still
back
in Cleveland?
Nashville.
You're back in Nashville.
Back in Nashville. Got here
all
last night.
Okay, so what about you, Victoria? Thanksgiving all set? You're only going to be it's you and Lewis, and the rest of the world is going to pass you by.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Right? Yep. We're going to drive to Wegmans, pick up our food, and that is it.
That's it. Is Wegmans open on Thanksgiving?
No, we have to pick it up tomorrow.
Right.
But we have
pre-done
catered meals, so they put everything together for you.
Most of the Wegmans is good at that.
Yeah,
most every store is going to be closed on Thanksgiving, which I think it's about time. But the drugstores will all be open. But other than that, I think it's good for Thanksgiving to see. The weather's not going to be anywhere near as bad as people thought it was going to be. And I guess you can thank climate change for that. All the bad weather, you blame it on climate change? Okay, going to be good. Blame that on climate change.
I got an alert last night, actually, though, that Thanksgiving travel was going to be, that weather was going to be impacting it. So I'm not sure, depending on where you are. But just, obviously, everyone's going to be back at almost full capacity in airports. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on and a lot of delays. And just imagine, it's like if you go to a restaurant right now and the service is slow. Well, airports are slow, too. TSA numbers are down. I mean, it's not going to be a fun travel season.
I just hope people don't
act like animals because they've already been doing that all year. So this is just making me worry that they're going to be even worse.
I got a seat. I am expecting to be able to get in and out. I have my TSA thing now finally got fixed. Talking about finally. And so I'm Thanksgiving travel... I don't usually travel on Thanksgiving. I don't like traveling for the reasons that Victoria just enumerated. But because there's Jasper is in the situation, but says I'm going to go west after that. So Thanksgiving doesn't look like it'll be a big. Well, I'll talk about it. We'll see on Friday how it all shakes out. Thanksgiving Day, not here. We talk about that in the download and a lot of other things. The what's open and what's closed list is on the docket here. And then we talk a lot about Tony Bennett, Gaga, the concert that will be a part of your weekend, I'm going to bet, for most people, anyway. That's one of the downloads. A lot of stuff that is encapsulated in our conversations during the regular program. The president's conversations with China's president is part of a recent download as well, our discussion about that. Check out the podcast, say it again, Doug. Podcast, I like New England. We have some cod. For Thanksgiving. The podcast available every day along with a full program. You can get that at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now it's trending time. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria and Doug. At the moment, I'm busy working with Jay and Victoria to update my Facebook app. It's something that all of us should do. We should spend as much time as possible on the air teaching people how to do this. So we spent the last, what, 3.5 minutes just getting me.
I think you're the last student.
You think so?
Yeah. I think everyone else already knows how to do it.
Really? Uh-huh. So you think that could be a movie? The Last Student. What do you think? Yeah. Huh? I could star in that, The Last Student.
There you go.
You could, and it's just going to show you downloading your Facebook app and then updating it, and that's going to be the whole movie, and no one else will be around.
So it could be one of those short. What was the name of that? For a while, there was the 10-minute television shows. Kiefer Sutherland was in one of them. What do they call this one?
Yeah, that's it, Quibi.
Quibi, right. This could be a Quibi movie, in fact. All right, in a moment, we're going to get to something that's very important. Actually, it is. More Travis Scott stuff with regard to what happened at that event. So we'll get to that right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, this guy Travis Scott is in a heap of trouble. Does he deserve to have 30 new lawsuits? How many lawsuits in total against this guy for what happened at Astroworld?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've lost count.
It's got to be close to 40,
yeah.
Right?
There's so many. Well, because last week there was the $2 billion lawsuit on behalf of 280 attendees. Then there was another one for $750 million. This latest one is from some of the staff. It's not just the people who were injured or the other concert goers, festival goers. This is staff. And now this one are two security guards who are working the event. They were hired on by Adrian Molino and Associates to work this event. And they cite that the massive crowd caused problems with the crowd surging. That's kind of what we've been hearing.
Is this guy Molino, is he do this? Is he the one who does this security work at a lot of these concerts?
Probably, maybe locally.
Yeah, some company. So what's the bottom line here? Is this guy out of business? Is he done? Is his career over?
I don't know. That's up to the fans. Because if people keep buying his music or are willing to still go to his shows, then he's always going to have a job. I think, entirely up to his fans. You've seen kind of, it's not the same caliber, so please don't think that I'm minimizing what happened. But look at Morgan Wallen, when even his own label was like, you need to sit down for a little bit. Go sit in the corner. Think about what you did. And even his fans were like, nope, he's still the top-selling artist. Yeah. So I think really Travis Scott, whether he continues to have a career, that's his fans' call.
So he's offered to pay funeral expenses. That's not a big deal. Has he seemed remorseful at all? I mean, I don't know much about this guy.
He's been laying pretty low. He's been laying pretty low. He is...
He's under the Kylie Jenner umbrella, so he's not going to...
Yeah, and they've all been pretty quiet about it, too. Khloe Kardashian has actually taken some heat because she's been so quiet about the Astroworld situation, yet very vocal about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. Travis is taking heat over that, too.
Say that again?
Travis is with Kylie Jenner.
He's living with her, too. Okay, right.
They're
having a second baby.
That's it. Right, okay. Still, he should go down for this. Anyway, 42. Whoops, no, it isn't. 28. Past the hour. Let's do that.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. It has been nearly 25 years since Toyota introduced the groundbreaking RAV4 that went on to define a whole new type of passenger vehicle category. The 2022 Toyota RAV4 offers a new SE hybrid grade, as well as a multitude of exterior and interior upgrades across all grades. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever. $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Jerome Powell, who President Joe Biden has picked to head the Federal Reserve for a second term, is facing criticism from Democrats in the Senate for his track record on climate change and bank deregulation. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, expressed opposition to Powell's nomination.
Gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
At least 5 people are dead and 40 others injured after Daryl Brooks broke through the barriers with his SUV and sped through the Waukesha Christmas Parade. The Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, a group of grandmothers who meet weekly to practice dance routines for year-round parades, said its members are among the fatalities.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Journalism in America is being questioned as mainstream media chooses to support stories that don't shine a light on the bad, based on whom it will hurt. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax claims stories on Hunter Biden are not being covered because of his name.
Indeed, it is very interesting that the mainstream press will not talk about Hunter Biden, will not talk about the Chinese Communist Party or the way that the Biden administration is very, very lax when it comes to dealing with China. And indeed, the phone call that President Xi had requested, the video conference that Biden participated in, he did that at Xi's request. But did he make any demands? Did he say, only if you will work with us in the WHO to get to the bottom of the COVID investigation? No, he did not. Did he make demands when it comes to trade or when it comes to great power competition or their debt diplomacy or the Belt and Road Initiative? Of course not. He didn't do that. He wanted to say, old buddy, old friend, we ought to be able to handle this situation and lower the temperature. But the Chinese Communist Party has one goal, and that one goal is global domination. They want to take the U.S. down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Professor, well, actually I'm the student, Professor Kirshner, Professor Keelan here, teaching me how to use these GD iPhones and technology. We've spent the last, 10 minutes or more trying to figure out what's wrong, why I can't get. I have lots of pictures of my new grandson, and I'd like to share them. Victoria sent some nice ones, Jay sent some nice ones that they've seen on various social media sites, and my children certainly have sent me a lot of them, and I would like to post some of them so you can see them. I want to share them because it's kind of fun. My son called me last night. He's been calling a couple times a day with FaceTime, and he had Jasper, who's the new grandson, who's now, 5 days old? Yeah, 5 days old. Jasper was asleep on his chest. And we were talking about how Sophie was next to him. It's just the warm, wonderful feeling that you get. And I'm not being, I find myself getting annoyed at people who do a lot of talking about their children, their grandchildren. And so I don't want to annoy anybody, but it's kind of a cool thing, actually. And so I'm sharing some of that stuff, except that somehow my iPhone has gone south. And I have 3 or 4 different sites that I'm the administrator, Jay? Is that what it is? I'm the administrator.
Yeah, you're the admin of. Technology has a mind of its own. This is the beginning of the uprising of the robots.
Is it?
And they're all in our pockets.
Yeah, right.
Doug doesn't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, in this circumstance, a bad thing, because I have not done any of the things that would that I have not knowingly done anything, and so Jay says to me, push the button on the left and push the button on the right. Okay,
yeah,
so I did
to do
that.
A screenshot, like right. Everyone who has an iPhone does.
Yeah, okay. Everybody except
and if you didn't know that, that's how you can take a screenshot.
Right. Right. But there also happens if you hold those two buttons down, it rings 911. So what happens when 911 happens? You are sending an emergency signal. Who knew that? This is a public service, actually. So if you got an iPhone, does it work the same on an analog phone as it does on an iPhone? You push the two buttons and it sends a message to local police. Does that happen?
The iPhone is a different setup, I think, than Android. Every phone has its own way of doing that. But yes, all smartphones can do that.
Right. Very smart. Okay. So
smart that the cops called you back
right away. That was
I think you hung up on them and then they called you back.
2 seconds. And they know who I am. They know my number because the police know me and they know the number. And I wasn't going to engage, a conversation, but I could hear.
But that's not local police, though. You're on a national grid. You're on a national grid with that.
Yeah.
And then if they decide that, you've fallen and you can't get up, then they go through to framing him.
Okay. So anyway, all this to tell you that these things are a GD pain in the rear end. And so I'm continuing to work on it. And maybe if you look at my Jay's doing a good job with the DJV show Facebook page, so she posted some good shots of young Jasper. But I want to put some of my own. So if you follow me on my own Facebook page later on today, if I've been successful, you'll see some more pictures. All right. Having said that, one of the things that's going on here this week and next week and the week after that and the week after that, as we prepare for Christmas, is to help you out with a very, very substantial prize package from the folks at Works, WORX. We are doing on the DJV program a giveaway. You want to explain, Jay? I did a pretty good job, I think so, yesterday, Victoria, of explaining how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
The contest week by week. So what are we giving away? This is like, Johnny, tell the audience what they're going to get. All right, so
a Works Nitro 20-volt drill driver and impact driver combo, plus the Works Nitro 20-volt 4.5 compact circular saw, a value of $350.
Good for you. Okay, so you're going to get that if, in fact, what does the winner have to do in order to be eligible for that? We're picking at random people, or are we actually looking for the ones that are the kind of...
Doug is the sole deciding person of the winner.
Mm-hmm.
You are the judge.
We put it all on you.
On you.
Because you are too chicken to take the heat of somebody else. Mine was better than that. No.
Oh, yeah, 100%. People scare me. I don't like confrontation.
I don't either.
All on you, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just go to DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and tell us about your favorite holiday memory. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it'll go through noon on Thursday, right? Isn't that the
deadline? Noon on Thursday is the cutoff, and then Friday, because, you have to have, Doug needs a chance to actually look through the submissions.
Right,
and then on Friday, we'll announce the winner.
So while I'm having Thanksgiving with my daughter and my grandson, Miles, I'll be looking at these two. Well, you know what I'll do?
Thought you were getting a day off.
No, you know what I'm going to do? This is cool. I'm going to, I'll have all of them, and I'll share them with Matthew and Megan, and maybe Miles, too. After dinner, we'll go through them and see what people are saying. It'll be nice. It'll be good exercise for Miles. How about that? I'm going to let Miles pick the winner. So there. Figure that out. Okay. So best thing to do, memories, is talk about children, and that way get Miles' attention. It's time for us to engage ourselves in the life and times of Andrew Cuomo. So there seems to be a lot of evidence that he was a bad guy doing bad things. And it's not just sexual harassment, right? It's a lot of other stuff. Or is the worst thing There's overwhelming evidence.
I don't want to compare crimes because they're both pretty sensitive. One is sexual harassment, and the other is him manipulating the data in the nursing homes to cover up how many people had died of COVID. So this is the report that we kind of already knew pretty much what was in it, but this is the official New York State Assembly investigation's conclusion. And so they said there was overwhelming evidence, that's their quote, that Cuomo engaged in sexual harassment and that he utilized the time of multiple state employees to write a book while he was coordinating the COVID-19 response. The book gave him a $5.2 million advance, and so with the potential for more if the book did well. So I remember the ethics board, I think it was last week, we talked about this. The ethics board went after him and said that he had misused employees while writing his memoir, and so they threatened to take the $5 million back that he was given in advance. So that I don't know where he ended up with that, but yeah, I don't know if he's going to, I'm not sure what his future
what
is.
What happens?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone fall this quickly, this hard, this quickly.
What's the penalty? What happens to him? Does he have to pay?
He hasn't had criminal charges placed against him, so I'm not really sure how the book contract, unless the publishing house wants their money back, I don't really know how that would work. But I still don't really fully understand how the ethics board of the state of New York can make him give a book advance back. That seems like it's very, I don't know, big government.
Yeah, dicey.
I'm not sure.
Yep, yeah. All right, let's go to New Jersey, Victoria's home state. Other people in the news, the late, great Jimmy Hoffa. Maybe in Jersey City. I remember when Hoffa was dispatched, most people thought because there was a project going on in Yankee Stadium that he ended up in a concrete.
Oh, right. Lewis told me that last night. He was like, that was the rumor for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He was buried there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Right, exactly.
But this news story, the reason that Jimmy Hoffa's back in the headlines is because there was a guy who had been interviewed by investigators since the 60s and 70s. He was a mob enforcer, and he was literally on his deathbed and told the doctors, nurses, whomever, told somebody that his big secret that he's kept is that Jimmy Hoffa's body is in Jersey City under the Pulaski Skyway. And so the FBI, I guess, thought it was a credible enough tip that they went in late October, dug everything up, and they're still investigating and examining their evidence.
So what happened to the Pulaski Highway?
Yeah, well, they went underneath it. Yeah, apparently the tip led to a small landfill that's under the Skyway. Yeah.
Sounds like an episode of Chicago.
Oh, well, I mean, can you imagine if they actually find... How would they even identify him at this point? Do they have dental records from him?
Nah, they don't need that. They can do DNA stuff. They'd probably find it that way. I love some of the participants in this conversation. Anthony Tony Jack Giacalone. Right? And then there's Anthony Tony Pro Provenzano. He's involved in this. This is a good promotion for the Gucci movie that's out this week, too, right? Gaga is Gucci? That's it.
Well, I mean, you're lumping a lot of Italians in there.
Well, I know, but it's kind of like one Italian.
I don't think the Gucci family were not a mob, okay. But yes, I think Gaga is in theaters, maybe even tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Okay.
Well, she's got a lot of heat for her accent, but then when people were looking at how she portrayed the person she's portraying, that I can't remember her name now, and how the real person spoke,
something Gucci,
they were actually very similar accents.
Yeah. She's very good. Yeah, this would be. Isn't she up for an Oscar? I don't know if people think she might be up for an Oscar.
She's getting buzz that she'll probably get a nomination.
Now that would be of interest if, in fact, the Oscars get real and come back to earth. If somebody like. Oh, what's her face? It's in the Spencer movie.
Stewart,
yeah. If Stewart's up for it and Gaga's up for it, then there's some relevance to it.
Jennifer Hudson might be up
Hudson
for it.
Too.
She should be added to that list. For
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Who else? Those are three people that have done substantial things in movies that people actually go to see. And so that's what makes that somewhat relevant. All right. Speaking of people who are involved in the justice system, Mr. Cohen Michael Cohen. Remember, Mr. Trump's ex-lawyer has been freed from prison, right?
Yep.
His prison sentence was, what do they call it when they he wasn't pardoned.
No, this was the end of his sentence.
He's done. 3 years, that's it.
Yeah, he was in prison, and then during COVID, he was released. He has some kind of a heart condition or something, so he was released because of COVID risk, and so he was under house arrest since then.
Now, he can take the ankle strap off and dance down the
street. Well, he has a podcast that gets over 1 million downloads a month, so he's doing pretty well. I would suspect that now that he is free to actually leave his apartment building, he's only allowed to, I think, go to the restaurant that's built into the basement of the building. But now that he can go anywhere, I think that you'll probably see him, you know, maybe on TV a lot more. He's very funny, and he's very entertaining, so I think that he could be a great
addition. He has written a book, hasn't he? Didn't he write a book?
He did.
He wrote a book. Yeah,
he did. My mom read it. She said
And what'd you think?
Well, she said, you know, he doesn't try to cover up that he's a bad guy. He could, you know, he does not try to sugarcoat anything about himself. But she said the stuff that he said that Trump was into was just, she's like, it just made my stomach turn. So I
that
didn't
surprises
read it.
People, well, maybe you'd be surprised. Some of the people who love him think that he's, you know, as close to God as is possible here in human form. So, at any
not
rate,
the people who know him well,
yeah,
those people
Cohen
have a very different view.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's the story on Michael Cohen. Those of you who are following that, now 47 after the hour, the story on Thanksgiving and how you're eating already, and what are you doing to prepare yourself for that waist expansion that happens between now and the first of the year? Have you thought about my advice to be on the defensive with Calitrin? Calitrin is the program. Calitrin is the product. And, you know, there are other weight loss support things you can find at toploss.com. They come from the Calitrin folks. But this is their signature product. Been around for 24 years. A doctor and three nurses came up with this formula. It's America's number one choice, selling by the pound, by the box, by the bottle. This is something that, because of the simplicity of it all, it works, and it's nice because people can figure out, oh, yeah, this is easy to do, and I can do it, and it doesn't hurt, and it's going to work. Guaranteed or your money back, in fact. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. Buy a three-month supply, and you get 3 months free. As a matter of fact, anything over 3 months, you double the supply during the Thanksgiving promotion. That's one of the secrets to Calitrin's success. It's so available and so helpful. Check it all out, toploss.com, please. And thank you. It's 48 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
After the hour now on the DJV program, Tuesday, November the 23rd is upon us, and it's time, as is the case every day at this time, for us to go through a couple of important tech stories that affect you and your life, pretty much like what we spent the last half hour talking about with regard to what happens with your iPhone if everything gets fouled up. Now, this is a focus, the first story, focus on all the people who use GoDaddy. And I'm involved in that. I think all of our websites are at GoDaddy. So what do we have to worry about, Victoria? What's the scoop?
Yeah, so GoDaddy has suffered a security breach that gave an attacker access to more than 1 million email addresses belonging to GoDaddy's active and inactive managed WordPress users. And so GoDaddy says that the attacker gained access to a provisioning system, which is meant to set up and automatically configure new sites when customers create them. This happened back in early September, and they used a compromised password to hack into the system. So GoDaddy says that it was notified of the intrusion, and then it started immediately blocking the attacker before calling law enforcement and beginning an investigation. They're still trying to figure out certain things, probably most importantly, who and how were people affected. That's something that's the most important thing. They said that the hackers had access to more than just the email addresses, which is bad news. They also had the WordPress admin passwords set by GoDaddy, as well as credentials for active users' databases. So the bottom line is, if you have a blog or a website that you are, you know, that you have your domain is housed by GoDaddy, you should log on today and see if there's a company notification. They said they're going to be updating everybody. I would go on there, read through everything, and if it's not too inconvenient, if it's something that you can do, go in and change your password, because this is just to keep everybody else out, you know, especially if you're running a small business, which so many people do, and they use GoDaddy, and so you don't want anything affecting your business.
Mm-hmm. All right. In a moment, crypto in the focus. How many people have got money in crypto? Listen up after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, so let's get the crypto story. Anybody, have you invested, Victoria, in any crypto?
I've had crypto over the last couple of years, and I got rid of it. Yeah. I didn't go too deep into it. It's not really my thing. However, 17,000-plus people, for them, it is their thing, and they are the enthusiasts who collectively funded that copy of the Constitution. They raised $40 million.
Right.
Yeah, they raised $40 million in crypto. And the average donation contribution size was about $200. However, the reason that they're back in the news, number one, they didn't have the winning bid, and so they raised all this money, but they can't spend it.
I'll take some. Send some here.
So the Constitution DAO, which is the group that that got everybody together to buy the Constitution. They used Ethereum to build this war chest, and contributors get paid gas fees, which are essentially called their network transaction costs. And so they basically run about $50 per transaction. Now, if your average contribution is only $200 and you have to pay $50 for the transaction and another $50 to get your money back, this is where the problem is for a lot of these people. And so now this has become a big deal and a big question about how is crypto going forward. Like credit card systems, they charge, 2 to 3%. Bitcoin and the other cryptos have not done that in the past, but the transaction fees are so high, it's like wiring money back in the 80s.
Great.
So they have a lot to fix in the industry.
Yep. All right, there's a word to the wise that probably is sufficient. Victoria and Doug.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.